Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Remember that fact, ladies. Remember that Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, and for this reason. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And listen, you get the top U.S. government grades of beef. Yes, it's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you get better value in top-grade beef. Let's take a Kroger cut chuck roast as an example. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat. You're bound to get a better value because you get more solid meat, only a minimum of bone. No matter which you prefer, steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste in Kroger cut beef. But make that discovery for yourself. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store and make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef. It gives you more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Little 6-year-old Julie Martin's screen test has been considered a success. And Penny Gibbs has brought her back to Rossville until her mother can be found, and Julie launched on what promises to be a motion picture career. Freddie Lang, on the other hand, is under a shadow of threatening difficulties with the appearance in Rossville of Helen Burroughs, a girl he knew several years ago in New York. Today, however, Freddie is keeping his promise to take his young wife, Nora, to see their new home. And as they stand in front of it, Freddie says,
"Gosh, it looks as if it's finished and ready to be lived in, doesn't it, Nora?"
"Oh, yes, Freddie, it does." "Oh, Crickets, I can hardly believe that it will be finished soon and all ours."
"Thanks to Barry Carlton, it is."
"We have reason never to forget him, too, haven't we?"
"Wish I'd been able to thank him just once more before he died."
"Oh, I'm sure he knows how much we appreciate his gift, Freddie. Oh, I think it's the most wonderful wedding present any two people ever got, don't you?"
"Well, we'd wait a long time for it if we had to do it ourselves, Nora." "Well, come on, let's go in and look around, huh?"
No, Freddie, not just yet."
"Why?"
"I want to look around in front first. Well, the lake looks so beautiful, and it's never going to be very cold here. Trees keep out a lot of the wind. Oh, beautiful, beautiful trees."
"You and your trees. You must be part bird or something, Nora."
"Freddie.
Say, how do you like the driveway that your dad and I leveled out with the bulldozer?"
"Oh, it's lovely, Freddie. And
yeah,
you...
yeah, I know. We swung it around to the edge of the lake so we wouldn't have to cut down one of your beautiful trees." "We knew you'd take the axe to us if we even took a swat at one of those trees."
"Well, I'm glad I have you trained."
"Oh, you don't have us trained. You just have us scared." "Well, you want to have a look with what they've done inside the house?" "You're in for lots of surprises, Nora."
"I am?"
"The wiring and the plumbing is all in, but I've told them to wait for you to decide on the fixtures."
"Oh, fine."
"And for a little house, it's an awfully big house inside." "Well, here you are."
"I guess when a girl's been married a long time, she isn't carried across the threshold, is she?"
"Oh, I don't know. But this one's going to be... Hold on, up you go."
"Freddie, you did that so suddenly."
"Ah, still sweeping you off your feet, huh?"
"Oh, but don't forget to put me back on my feet again."
"Okay. There you are, Crickets."
"Thank you."
"Now, you're right in the middle of the living room."
"Oh, Freddie, the house is beautiful."
"Not bad, huh? Oh, how do you like the fireplace? You know, it's made of stone that Dad and I cleared out of the field last month. It's real rough stone."
"Oh, it's lovely, Freddie."
"And I want to show you something on one of those stones, too."
"Oh, what?"
"Well, it's what gave me the idea to use the stones for a fireplace."
"Oh."
"You know, Dad and I were tossing them into a truck, and we were going to use them in a fence, but..." "Well, I saw something on one of these rocks, and..." "Come here, it's this one. Here, over here."
"With the bottom one there, at the corner."
"Yeah. It's a sort of a cornerstone."
"Freddie, it has initials cut into it."
"Yeah, there's a B and a C. They were cut there a long time ago, Nora. Who knows, maybe by the guy that we knew whose initials were BC, too."
"Barry Carlton."
"Mm-hmm."
"Oh, Freddie, that gives me a chill all over."
"Sort of gets me, too. I first saw the stone, it did. Well, then I thought that if we used the stone in the house, it'd be a sort of all-time reminder that it was Barry who gave us the place.
Oh, I think that was a wonderful thing to do, Freddy.
Well, let's not tell anybody else about it, though, Nora. Just keep it a secret, you know. Mm-hmm. The letters aren't sharp enough so that anybody else is going to see them without first knowing they're there.
Well, I don't suppose we ought to let Penny know. Oh, I don't imagine she's forgotten that Barry gave us this place as a wedding present.
No, but we don't have to remind her. Although we do want her to come here and see us every now and then.
Oh, I certainly hope she does. You know, it's going to seem strange not seeing her every day.
Sure is. Seems to me I've lived in Penny's house all my life. In a way, I have, too. All the part of my life that's worth remembering, anyway.
Well, I can hardly remember when I didn't live in Penny's house, too. And it has been a long time, but... Oh, Freddy, we're going to live in this house of ours forever. Let's never move away.
Well, it's not such a big house, Nora. Now, what do we do if our family gets too big for it, huh?
Make the house bigger.
Oh,
I love it here, Freddy. I feel safe here. It's as if this spot in the pine woods and by the lake has always been home to me.
Well, that's right, it has. When you were a little girl, you used to play house out here, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. And we'll always live here, won't we, Freddy?
Yeah, you bet we will. Why not? It's all part of the farm. I don't ever want to leave this place. It's the first thing I've ever really owned. And there's something good about owning a farm, Nora. It's land. And I guess the land is the foundation of all good things.
Oh, Freddy, you're so good, so wonderfully good, but so grown up it frightens me. Oh, Freddy, you won't grow up so much that I'll seem like a child to you, will you?
Oh, you know I won't. No, Nora, we're going to grow up together. But I hope that in some ways we always stay kids.
We will, if we can always be happy about something.
Yeah. Who can guarantee happiness, though? Look what happened to Gibbsy.
Yeah.
You know, Nora, I'd have taken bets and given odds that Penny was going to be happy all the rest of her life when she decided to get married to Barry.
But, Freddy...
Please, Nora, don't say it, will you? Don't say that something like that could happen to us. Nothing like that or even something else like it just as bad because, well, let's not talk about it, huh? Come on, let's look around the rest of the house.
All right.
Hey, see, we can look it over from top to bottom, and then I think we better get back to town.
All right, please.
I've got to get some things at the store today.
Hello?
Hello, let me speak to Freddie Lang.
Oh, just a minute.
Oh, hey, wait. Are you Freddie's wife?
No, I'm not.
Oh. You're the Gibbs woman, huh?
Well, I'm Penny Gibbs. I'll call Freddie for you.
Yeah, do that.
Just a minute. Freddie?
Huh?
Freddie, telephone for you.
Oh, thanks, Gibbsy. Who is it?
I don't know, Freddie. Some girl.
Some girl? For me? Well, I guess she's got the wrong number.
No, she asked for you by name.
Oh?
Here you are.
Oh, thanks. Hello?
Hello, Freddie.
Who is this?
Oh, now, Freddie, don't start that all over again. You know who this is. Helen.
Oh, it's you.
Yeah, it's me. It's a lovely evening, Freddie, but I'm all alone.
Well, I'm not, and I'm busy.
Oh, but, Freddie, you don't want a good friend of yours to be unhappy, do you?
Yes.
Oh. Well, do you want to be unhappy?
What do you mean by that?
I mean, you come down here to see me, or I'll come up there to see you.
Oh, look, why don't you go blow?
I'll blow the lid off your happy home if you don't do as I say.
Okay. All right, where are you?
I'm in a quiet little cafe on Front Street. It's a classy joint. You'll like it. It's just like the dives we used to hang out in when we were kids. It's called the River Bend. See you here in 30 minutes. Or else.
Well, look, can't we go out and... Hello? Hello? Hey, Gibbsy.
Yes, Freddie?
Look, I've got to go out for a little while.
Oh, so that girl didn't have the wrong number, hmm?
Yeah, that dame is a wrong number. Look, Penny, do me a favor, will you?
Oh, yes, if I can.
Well, this may sound funny to you, and I don't want you to get any wrong ideas, but will you...
You don't want me to say anything to Nora about the call.
Yeah, that's right. Would you sort of keep it under your hat until I can get something straightened out?
You know I will.
Thanks a lot. Oh, look, and if Nora asks where I've gone, just tell her that... Well, tell her you don't know. Tell her I went to the drugstore or something like that. I'll be back in a little while.
All right. Oh, Freddie.
Yeah?
Look, I don't mean to pry. You know that. I only asked because if you need help, you know I'll help you. Look, Freddie, what... I don't know how to say it.
Well?
Are you in trouble, Freddie?
Oh, no, Gibbsy. And I'm not going to be in any trouble either, and that's why I'm going out tonight. That's why I don't want Nora to know anything about it.
Well, I won't say anything about it to her, Freddie, you can be sure of that. But look, don't let this get too far out of hand without telling him, because if it ever does amount to anything, the shock of it will make it even worse.
Oh, Freddie, cheer up. This is a swell joint. The River Bend is just the kind of joint that's made for us.
Look, Helen, when I came in this dump, you said I could go in a few minutes. Well, it's been 2 hours now, and I'm still trying to...
And you're just beginning to like it here, aren't you?
It's not the place I mind, it's the company.
Still trying to talk yourself into thinking you hate me, huh?
Look, Helen, I don't hate you. I just don't want to have anything to do with you anymore, that's all. I got enough troubles, it is.
Give me the bum's rush, you sweet thing, you, and you'll have more troubles than ever.
Look, what are you after? Let's face it. You know I've got a wife. You know I've straightened myself out and I'm doing okay. Now, what do you want to go and mess things up for me for?
Oh, I don't want to mess up anything, Freddie. Except that wavy hair of yours. Remember how you used to let me run my fingers through it?
Cut it, will you? Look, why don't you forget about all that? And let me forget it, too.
Oh, and you mean you haven't forgotten?
No, I haven't forgotten. But I want to.
Well, what's the matter? Does seeing me again bring back too many pleasant memories?
Brings me back to where I was and what I was a couple of years ago. Just an all-account punk and a kid with a bunch of cockeyed ideas.
But I liked your cockeyed ideas, Freddie.
Well, I didn't know any better then. Look, Helen, I've learned an awful lot in the past few years.
Well, if you can be taught, so can I. We're two of a kind, aren't we?
Yeah, we were, but we aren't now. Look, you're not going to get anywhere with me. So why don't you just give up trying? Go on, get out of Rossville.
It takes money to travel, Freddie. In fact, it takes money just to stand still these days.
Well, don't look to me for dough, Helen, because I don't have it.
No? Just what does your wife live on? Love? And you've got a farm, haven't you?
Yes, but this was the farm's first year, and it costs money to run a farm.
It costs money to keep a friend happy. And I'm a friend you want to keep happy. Look, I'm down to my last $10. I want money, see?
All right, I'll try to scrape up enough to get you out of town.
You scrape up enough to keep me in town till I'm ready to leave. I like it here.
I'll buy you a ticket back to New York, and I'll give you enough money
Look,
so that you can get...
Either you stop telling me what you're going to do... Or I'll tell that wife of yours that the Rover boy she married is the rat who promised to marry me.
Well, Freddie's past certainly threatens future trouble, doesn't it? Will he be able to get rid of Helen without telling Nora about it? Or will Helen cause trouble for Nora, too? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef, and Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. Right. Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Take a Kroger Cut round steak or roast, for example. The Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. You get a minimum of bone, and you get top U.S. government grades of beef. Beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. But visit your neighborhood Kroger store and see for yourself. And remember, whether you buy a steak or a roast, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat for your money. Ladies, make plans right this instant to visit your neighborhood Kroger store, the only place you can buy Kroger Cut Beef. Surprise and delight your family with a delicious and juicy steak or roast. And remember, in Kroger Cut Beef, you get more meat for your money, because the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you more meat, less waste. Make it a rule to get Kroger Cut Beef at your neighborhood Kroger store. Be sure to join us again Monday, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.